You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. During this 2008 presidential race, social issues will undoubtedly become a major point of contention along the campaign trail. But while many stress the urgency of the culture war, others say cries of moral decline in this country are greatly exaggerated. Now South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint says it's time for those who adhere to traditional Judeo-Christian values to stop being intimidated by the loud protests of those on the other side of the debate. Senator DeMint is also the author of the new book, Why We Whisper, Restoring Our Right to Say It's Wrong. And Senator, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, Greg, thank you so much. And you really brought up the key questions here. Folks wonder, is our culture declining? And I think the reason most Americans respond to America being on the wrong track for the last 30 or 40 years is generally related to morals and values more than economics. And what we did in this book, Why We Whisper, is we wanted to know why Americans with traditional views felt intimidated and they were afraid to say something was wrong that everyone knew was wrong not too many years ago. And what we found as we researched it is if you go back to the 1960s, the government kind of interjected itself into the moral questions of our time and values when it began to separate God from country, under the guise of separation of church and state, started with prayer in schools, but it's moved now to the separation of values from our culture, where anyone who says that something is wrong is expressing a religious prejudice, at least that's what it said, and it's no longer allowed in the public debate, and people who believe that this is costly to our culture are right. I mean, we look at the cost of government-promoted behavior, whether it's abortion, whether it's unwed births, pornography, gambling. There's a whole list of things where you can see that government incentives through our tax code or protection of law actually encourages things that cause a lot of trouble in our society and cost our taxpayers literally hundreds of billions of dollars a year. And what we found and where the title came from was many times during my campaign for the Senate and just speaking out on many occasions, I would say something is wrong and often get criticized in the media. But people would come up to me. They wouldn't speak out loud. They usually lean real close and whisper, "You're right, stick with it, don't back down." And they appreciate someone saying it. I think that's why so many Americans appreciate talk radio, is so many of the announcers are willing to say things out loud to thousands of people that individuals no longer feel comfortable doing. And so the government is basically encouraging things that are costing our culture a lot of money, and now the government's trying to come in and fix it and spend more money. People just need to realize that there is a very direct connection between prosperity and quality of life in the values we hold as a society.
Senator, you mentioned that one of the reasons you wrote this book is that because people who adhere to traditional values feel intimidated as though the playing field in this debate is not level. Why do you believe it's not level? You talk in the book about a phenomenon called slap suits and other methods used to discourage people who support traditional values from fighting for the policies they believe in because they can't afford the fight.
You're exactly right. First of all, I think if most positive values can have some religious connection to them. And Americans have been convinced that there has to be a separation of anything religious from public debate so that they don't feel their views can be brought anymore, that they don't have the credibility because the ACLU and others keep saying you're violating a church and state precedent. But we've seen the ACLU and other organizations acting on behalf of our laws, our government, our courts, suing and threatening lawsuits to the Boy Scouts, to schools, and to businesses, and even to churches for folks who speak out against something that's wrong. You can have a Catholic school that gets sued by the ACLU because it fired a teacher who was unmarried and pregnant, and they believe that that was not a good example for their students. But they can't say it's wrong without being intimidated and threatened and sued by the ACLU. The Boy Scouts can't have God in their pledge, even though they're a private organization. I admire them for standing their ground through 30 lawsuits over the last 25 years. But if a school teacher were to suggest that one of her students, who was an unmarried young lady, and she got pregnant, the teacher can't say that that's wrong anymore. They can't even say it's wrong to have sex outside of marriage in the classroom without probably losing their job or at least being threatened. So the culture itself, without being able to hear that certain things are wrong, it gets out of control, and everything goes, and the government even basically pays for the consequences of a lot of negative behavior. But if we look at what we're doing, the courts have said things like pornography are a right. They have the states now and the federal government to promote gambling, lotteries, casinos. These things cost our society a lot of money. They don't benefit our society. And we just need to realize if our government's going to continue to grow and take our freedoms away and take our money away, if we allow the government to continue to support negative behavior and discourage positive behavior like marriage and family.
Let's follow up on the economic front on this, Senator, if we can, because obviously there is a great moral debate over many of the issues that we're talking about here, but there's a full chapter in the book in which you and your co-author, Dr. David Woodard of Clemson, talk about the financial toll taken on by behavior that is inconsistent with traditional values.
Yeah, I don't think people know how costly it is. One of the biggest budget items we have in government, it's about $150 billion a year that goes to children of unwed parents, unwed mothers. And certainly we want to show compassion, but since we started doing that, we've gone from about 6% unwed births to nearly over a third of births in our country are now unwed. The cost is staggering, but there are costs associated with that that you often don't count. There are a lot of medical expenses. There are juvenile delinquent expenses, child abuse, incarceration. Most of the people that are in our jails today came from unwed births. They often are high school dropouts, and they become long-term dependents on the government. That's not all of them. A lot of them are able, despite the circumstances, to succeed. But this is no way to build a successful future. You know, when we're aborting millions of children every year, many, many are born out of wedlock. Two-thirds of African Americans are. And the government causes the problem to a large degree, and then the government wants to solve the problems with more money. And by the government turning right and wrong upside down, the media and our schools and our universities are basically taking their cue from government and teaching the things that are wrong. I mean, the universities today, basically, if you have traditional values like Dr. Woodard at Clemson, I mean, you're going to be intimidated and likely blackballed in academia. It's just a tough world for people who believe that some things are right and wrong. But if we're not willing to stand up with our voices and our votes and change our government, we're not going to change our culture, and we're going to lose this country as we know it.
We're talking with South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint. His book is Why We Whisper. We'll continue the conversation when we come back to Dateline Washington.